Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, what's happening? It's me, Derek, your host, Degenerate Derek Podcast. I'm back for my week 7 recap. Not a good day. Not a good week. I'm not going to run from it. I'm here. Went 2-3 over the weekend. That's fucking really bad. Just wasn't seeing it this week, all right? I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. I'm not going to say the Falcons lost by a half point and that prevented me from going 3-2. Because even if the Falcons cover, I only go 3-2, which to me, 3-2 almost feels like a losing week. It's not. It's a winning week and I should be happy with it, but it doesn't feel good. I really only feel good if I go 4-1 or 5-0. Speaking of 4-1, my Wendy's contestant, David, he did go 4-1, beat the shit out of me. Congrats to him.
Please clap.
My boy David is a longtime listener of the Billy Madison Show. He also is a cancer survivor. So, I mean, I lost to a cancer survivor. So, there's no shame in that. But congrats to him. I will be sending out your $50 gift card, sir. And now that pot will go back to 25. Every time I get it up to 50, I lose. But I was looking back, so I keep records of like all the picks and stuff like that. The Wendy's contestants are 19-11. They're 19-11. Obviously I can't beat that because I'm not. I'm 20-15 on the year, which is, 57%. It's not the worst. It's not the greatest. It's average pro level. But I mean 19-11, that's 63% correct. That's unbelievable. And the Wendy's contestants really are proving that anybody can do this. And that was my whole point. Doing this podcast, anybody could pick games, all right? Anybody. And the Wendy's contestants are 19-11. Jesus. That's insane. They're beating my ass. Every time I beat somebody, like next week I'm going to win. And the pot will go back up to 50. And then it'll go back down. Because every time I get it up to 50, I lose. So I think we've been doing the Wendy's contest for 6 weeks and I'm 3-3. 3-3 against the Wendy's contestants. But hey, listen, David went 4-1. That's unbelievable. He had some great picks. He had the Browns, started out on Thursday winning. He then had Las Vegas, Arizona, and Tennessee were his four winners. His only loser was Carolina, which that was kind of unfortunate, I mean, they ended up benching Sam Darnold, but 4-1. I mean, again, kudos to him. I will be sending out that gift card. Congratulations, David. You whoop my ass. But moving on, quick little recap of the week. Chiefs suck. I bet on the Chiefs. Chiefs suck. Dynasty dead. Derrick Henry, more passing touchdowns on Sunday than Patrick Mahomes. Let that sink in. That's embarrassing. I don't know. I don't know. I really thought that I thought that Vegas, because sometimes Vegas will put out a line that they're begging you to take, and really it's because the other way is going to win, obviously. They're trying to set a trap for you. I thought that that's what it was with the Titans. I honestly feel like Vegas was, that's what they thought too. They thought, everybody's going to bet the Titans and we're going to cash in on the Chiefs. And so I basically outthought myself because I said I had wrote the Chiefs off. I was done with the Chiefs. But then, I got trapped. Maybe that's what Vegas was doing. Maybe they wanted you to take, they made you think that they thought that you were going to take the Titans, but really they wanted you to take the Chiefs. I don't know, but they got over on me big time. Lost the Chiefs, lost the Falcons by a half point, and my third loss was the Eagles. Got to give credit to the Raiders. I'm not even mad about that Eagles pick. It was just wrong. It was just flat out wrong. Raiders are just like, they're playing for real right now. I thought that they would come down a little bit off that high from not having Gruden around and rallying to beat the Broncos, not rallying, but rallying together as a team to go out there and get a big win against the Broncos. I thought that they'd come back to earth a little bit this week, but Derek Carr was on it yesterday. One point I saw, he was like 26 for 28 or something like that. It was insane. Raiders just were never in doubt yesterday. That was a cool, easy, stress-free win for David and anybody that had the Raiders yesterday, -3. My two winners were the Bengals. That was a big storyline. They beat the shit out of the Ravens. I didn't see them beating the hell out of them like they did, but it doesn't shock me. It is a division game. Ravens were due for a loss. I mean, they've been on a high a little bit for how their season's been going. They played some big teams. They've won some big games. So they were due for a loss. And they definitely got it on Sunday. They got their ass whooped by the Bengals. Joe Burrow went off. Ja'Marr Chase went off. Had like 200 plus receiving yards. It was incredible. Not a lot of other big storylines from yesterday. I told you that the game sucked. Pats hung up a 50 burger on the Jets. They may have ruined their Jets quarterback for life. I don't know. His leg looked fucked up. I hope he's gonna be all right, but he looked like he got destroyed yesterday. And then what was another one? Nothing. Tampa Bay rolled over the Bears. Everybody knew that was going to happen. I should have bet them. It was just such a big point spread. But Tom Brady got his 600 touchdown. So he's now got 600 plus career. That's insane. That guy's just aging in reverse. But yeah, I told you going into it, week 7 was just kind of boring. And I went 2-3 because of it, because I was kind of bored. I will say that I don't think that I'm just not seeing it. You know, like sometimes when I go on cold streaks, like I just know I'm in a cold streak and I'm just not seeing it. I don't think that that's the case. Even though I went 2-3, I understand what you're going to say. Like you're losing. You're obviously not. Yeah, I get it. But I think I bounced back this week. I just think I had a bad week. That's all. I still went 2-3. I went hard as fuck on the Colts last night. So I minimized damage. In fact, I had no damage. I said that on Twitter. I was going house on the Colts. I was doubling down, even though I never do stuff like that. I usually just take my losses and move on, but I wasn't last night. I was pissed. I really thought the Colts had it, and they did. I just think the 49ers are frauds, and especially a 49ers squad without George Kittle. Give me a break. That game was a mess, though. I don't think anybody watched it, but the Colts rolled. Actually, the Colts didn't roll. They were sloppy, too, but they ended up getting the win. I bet them on the money line. I was able – if the 49ers won that game last night, I was going to be in the hole like $2,000. But because the Colts won, my balance is at zero. So I don't know the bookie anything. He doesn't know me anything. We're good. We're all square. We're moving on to week 8. I got nothing for Monday Night Football. It is the – I mean, I'm not doing it because I don't know. I mean, if I was going to make a play, I'd probably go Saints. But because Russell Wilson's not back, right? It's still Geno Smith. And I don't know how you bet. I mean, the Seahawks were so bad. But then again, it's like – the Saints have lost some dumbass games this year. So it's like, I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to stay away from it. If I was leaning one side or if I do end up betting, because a lot of times I say that, but when it comes down to it, it's a Monday night game, so I have to bet it. I'll probably bet the Saints, but I don't like it. I really don't. It feels icky to me. It really does. So I'm going to try to like stay away from it. I'm going to try to occupy myself up until like the game already starts, and it's like, oh, man, I missed it. Or something. Because if I just sit there, I'll probably end up betting the Saints. And I don't want to. Again, I feel icky even talking about it. I got to get to some messages. And then I guess maybe we can look ahead to week 8. But yeah, bad week for me. I'm not running from it. I'm here. I'm doing the pod. Okay. All right, everybody. I'm here after a losing week, 2-3. I'm now 20-15 on the year. Still in the positive. But I got to get it going. And I do feel like I will. I really... Like I said, like I don't think that I'm just not seeing it. I don't think that I'm just blind about it. I just think I had a bad week. That's all. Okay? Let me get into some messages, and then we'll look ahead to week 8 before we get the hell out of here. First message. Do you ever feel like an asshole for putting out bad weeks, like if people follow you and lose? I mean, I guess, but I really don't think like people follow me like that. I think people listen to the pod. They see what I'm betting on. And if we happen to agree on some things that there are, what I'm saying is I don't think I influence like a lot of people to bet a certain way. I'm just having fun with people like following along with me on how I do on a season. So, you know, if you do follow me, you're just do your own. I mean, listen, I don't know how you would. I mean, you see how I come on here and do picks. I'm not hiding from the fact that, you know, I kind of, it's not that I willy nilly it, but I have this process that a lot of people would be like, yeah, that's not a good process, but that's fine. It works for me. Whatever works for you does. So I feel bad, but not in the sense of like, oh, I let people down. Cause one, I don't charge anybody for anything. Nobody, if I had people pay me for picks, then probably, yeah, I would feel terrible, but I don't. So if you bet with your own money and you lose, that's on you. All right, I'm not going to, what the fuck am I going to feel bad about? I didn't charge anybody. I didn't say anything, like nothing, bro. So again, that's all on you. So I guess the answer would be no, I do not feel bad. I only feel bad for myself because I'm the one that lost my money. All right, so that I do feel bad, but I don't feel bad for other people. Next message. Bro, I used to be so proud of you for not chasing when you were down. I've been betting on sports for about 15 years now, and it was awesome to hear you preach about not chasing when you're down, cut your losses, and then you tweet last night that you're betting on the Colts going for broke. What happened to the discipline? Every once in a while, I mean, I live up to the name, degenerate, okay? I do preach to be disciplined because I know that that's how people get in trouble, is they have bad days. And then on that night game, they go, you know, looking to do what I did last night and get even so that they're not in the hole come Monday. But I mean, for the most part, I do a good job about that. I think the reason I did it is because I'm up on the year. And so I had some extra money to the bankroll. And so I said, fuck it. Like, I wouldn't do it if I was super down on the year. But I'm in the positive. I only usually do things like that when I'm in the positive, when I'm still playing with the house's money and I want to try to get out of the hole because, yeah. And I am sometimes just a straight-up degenerate. I mean, I'm not always disciplined, okay? That's why I'm still, you know, degenerate Derek, is because I do some degenerate shit sometimes and I'm not disciplined. But, yeah, we all, I mean, again, but the main reason I did it was because I'm up on the air, so I figure, what the hell? And it worked out for me this time. But you're right, though. I do need to be more disciplined. That could have been, last night could have went real bad. Real bad. That would have sucked. All right, next message. Final message. Hey, bro, I was listening to KISS. That's the 995 KISS. That's the station that we're on in San Antonio. And your promo ran about your podcast. I have no clue what you're talking about, but I kind of like it. Oh, that's badass. Well, shout out to Keith for that one. I didn't know they were running promos on the station. I was wondering why my downloads have been up. That's fucking sweet. Yeah, I had no idea. So thank you for that. Thank you. Shout out to my boss, Keith, then, for getting promos on the air promoting this podcast. I thought that my downloads had been increasing, and I just thought that, I don't know, it was word of mouth, but I guess not. I guess there's promos running. That's bad. That's, hey, listen, that's good to know. Appreciate that. All right, looking ahead to week 8 before I get out of here again. It's just a week 7 recap show. It's just a show to come on. I lost, so I'm here taking my lickings. All right, 2-3. I'm mad at myself. Not a good performance. I hate when I have losing weeks, but they happen. They happen. And you just have to swallow it and move on. And that's what I'm doing. I kind of like, first game sticks out to me. We have a great Thursday night game. Green Bay in Arizona. That should be a lot of fun. Right now, Arizona's -3.5. Arizona's 7-0 on the year. They're 6-1 against the spread. That has to start to come back to the middle. I am probably going to go apeshit betting the Packers +3.5. Packers are 6-1. They're also 6-1 against the... So, wow. You have two teams that are 6-1 against the spread, and the Cardinals are 7-0, and the Packers are 6-1. And somehow, the Cardinals are favored by 3.5? That ain't right. That's off. That's wrong. That is so wrong. Packers +3.5 is absolutely the play there. Absolutely. Why is it 3.5? That is shocking to me. Some other games I'm just looking ahead. I'll have to look on that one. That is crazy. But my initial reaction is Packers +3.5 against the Cardinals all day. Titans Colts are next week. That game right now is at a pick 'em. Wow. Titans look pretty damn good. Colts, not so much. Colts were definitely a benefactor of playing the 49ers, who are just like, Jimmy G-led team is dog shit. Eagles are favored by 3 over the Lions. What else we got? Damn, next week's games aren't that good. Cowboys, Minnesota, baby. Cowboys favored by 1.5. Cowboys. Give me the fucking Cowboys. We're rolling over the Vikings. A lot of people are picking the Vikings to win that game for some reason. It's because nobody respects the Cowboys. They really don't. They just think that it's a fluke, but it's not. Like, if you watch that game, it's not. Cowboys are 6-0 against the spread. They're 5-1. They're badass. Get over it. But yeah, not a whole lot of crazy good games. Titans, Colts. One of the best games is on Thursday. Green Bay. I mean, you got Carolina, Atlanta, San Francisco, Chicago. Yuck. Rams, Texans. Ugh. Pittsburgh, Cleveland should be all right. Cleveland right now favored by 3 in that game. It's at Cleveland. Jags, Seahawks. Nobody cares. Patriots, Chargers. Patriots are boring without Brady. There's just another week where it's not a whole lot of good games. There's like 2. But I think it feels better, though, because the Cowboys are back next week, so that should be fun. But I'll get into these games, and I'll get my 5 picks, and I will have a new Wendy's contestant coming on trying to beat me. Again, the Wendy's contest picks, 19-11 on the year. That's incredible. Hats off to those guys. They've been dominating. Although I am 3-3 against them, so I got to get back on the winning track this week. I'll be back for I'll probably be back Thursday. I'm going to try to record these on Thursday. They'll be out by Friday at the latest, but I'm going to try to have them out because some people like to bet that Thursday night game. And that Thursday night game looks really juicy to bet on. So I'll probably be back Thursday more than likely this week for Week 8 Pick'em Show. You guys have a great rest of the week. Monday Night Football sucks. Don't even worry about it. I'll see you guys at the end of the week. Later.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.